I'm Richard Kiefer, and I'm with Master Gardener Jim. Jim, what kind of advice would you have for planting, let's say, vegetables and bushes at this time of year?
Well, it's fine to plant the bushes at this time of year. It's, in fact, probably the perfect time of year to plant shrubs and trees and that kind of thing. The vegetables you got to be a little bit careful with. Probably the most common plant that we all love to grow are tomatoes. A piece of advice that we like to give about tomatoes is that you don't want to really plant them until the outside temperatures aren't going to get below 50 degrees at night, and that your soil temperature is around 60 degrees. And my suggestion is perhaps buy a soil temperature and actually measure your soil. That's what
buy a soil temperature monitor of some kind?
Yeah, I mean, you can buy them for 10 or 15 bucks and go out and measure your soil. Last year, we had a very cool spring. I ended up not planting my tomatoes until June 9th.
Oh, really?
But typically, June 1st is safe. You often hear Mother's Day, but that tends to be advice more for the Midwest than it might be for here. There are things you can do to get around that issue. You can put plastic, either clear plastic or black plastic, on top of your soil to try to warm it. You can use things like walls of water to try to warm things up.
But anything to keep the general environment of the tomato plants warm,
yeah.
Overnight is the idea, right?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, and we've actually found that tomatoes planted, say, around Mother's Day will do worse than those that you wait in a couple more weeks in order to plant.
Yeah. And what about water? I mean, this has been a pretty dry period right now.
Well, you need to keep things watered, especially when they're new plants that you might get at the sale. Are the plants hardened off that we're selling at the KGNU plant sale?
I'm not sure. Some might be, but we'll have to find out.
Well, what we mean by hardening off is that plants that are grown in nice, gentle indoor conditions, if you just throw them out in the sun, they're going to have a lot of issues. They'll burn up, essentially. So what we recommend is you take them outside for maybe an hour, maybe even in a shady spot rather than a sunny spot, and gradually increase that exposure time to acclimate the plant to the outdoors rather than just trying to bring it out all at once.
So if you've been growing plants indoors under a light of some kind, you really want to get them outside for a while and acclimate them.
Yeah, exactly.
But before they go in the ground.
Before they go into the ground, exactly. Exactly, yeah. So you want to move the plants back and forth.
And so is what you're saying apply to most garden vegetables or just tomatoes?
Really most garden vegetables, you know, except for those vegetables you might plant from seed or so. But most of the starter plants that you would buy tend to be tender because they've been grown in a nursery.
So just sort of leave them on your porch for a day or two or three or whatever, and then put them in the ground?
Maybe even a week or so of just gradually increased exposure, you know.
To the out-of-doors?
To the out-of-doors, exactly, yeah.
Okay. Well, so what about bushes? Is this a good time of year to plant bushes and trees?
It's the perfect time of year, in fact. You often hear about there being two times a year, either spring or fall, to plant. In Colorado, the best time to plant new shrubs or trees is in the spring because they have a chance to develop roots during the entire growing season. Whereas if you wait till fall, it's a lot more risky for those plants to survive over the winter.
What about watering? I've killed things in the past by by overwatering. How do you know when to adjust the water and how do you know what's proper watering?
Well, probably one test that works pretty well is to take something like a screwdriver and to insert it down into the soil. And if it goes in hard, that means the soil is dry and you probably need to water. If it, you know, goes in smoothly, comes up clean, there's probably enough water in the soil.
So probing is generally a good idea.
That's probably the best way to do it.
There are things like moisture meters you can buy as well. Are those useful or not?
A lot of the inexpensive ones I don't think work that well. So
just
haven't had a good luck with them. I think the old-fashioned screwdriver approach is probably better.
Simpler is better, I guess, in that case,
yeah.
Huh? Okay. If things get overwatered, can bushes and trees recover? What do you do if you accidentally overwater or we have a lot of rain?
Well, a lot of rain, I don't think we'll ever have enough rain unless we...
In Colorado.
In Colorado, unless we have floods. But, you know, most shrubs and trees, once they're established, do not need, say, summer watering. One of the key things that people miss out on in here is we tend to have very dry winters in a lot of cases. And And especially folks that have moved from the Midwest or the East Coast laugh at this, but we need to water our trees and shrubs in the winter here. Maybe once a month or so if we haven't had good snowfalls. And that's probably our most critical watering time. Of course, anything new that is planted, you know, has a very poor root system, and you do need to keep it watered, but you don't want to drown it. So,
yeah, and so the name of the game is to get the roots established over the summertime so that through the winter any plant, bush, and so on can survive.
Yeah, exactly. But even for shrubs that have been in for 30 years, we still need to winter water them, and that's especially critical for newly planted shrubs and trees. We often have people that come to us for advice this time of year that say, you know, I planted such and such a shrub last year and it looks like it's dead now. And we ask them, well, did you water it, you know, during the winter?
And oftentimes the answer is
no. What are you talking about?
So in the springtime, it's a crispy critter.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Master Gardener Jim, thanks a lot for the advice and for talking with us.
Well, thank you so much. And I really recommend people patronize the plant sale. It's a great plant sale, and it's for a great radio station, too.
And for advice from Master Gardeners, where can people go?
Well, there's a couple places you can go. You can call us at area code 303-678-6388, or you can just Google Colorado Master Gardener, and you'll get taken to the Colorado State University Extension site. There's a lot of online information at that site.
So if I have trouble with the plants I buy at the KGNU plant sale on June 4th, I can call for advice.
Absolutely.
So I'm not completely alone if they start having trouble.
No, the reason we're here is to lend a hand.
Yeah, plant doctors. Okay, thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
For KGNU, I'm Richard Kiefer.